Now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City boys basketball team. It has been a long time since Gilman City's played a game. I was putting our interviews back from early to mid-December and the interviews this week over on our KTTNSports.com website yesterday. And I had to remind myself, Coach, that we didn't do the Gilman City coaches shows that second week of December because you guys had pretty much shut down school because of COVID. But everything, at least for the time being, and we say that, of course, here, you know, not knowing what the future holds, but for the time being, everything looks pretty good with your program, and I'm sure the boys are ready to play. You got three games over the next 4 days this week.
Yeah, we definitely are looking forward to it. It's, as you said, it's been a long while. It feels like we just basically hit the restart button and started over again, and so I know the boys are eager to get on the floor and play against opponents instead of each other at practice, and so it'll be fun to see them get out there and see what they can do on the floor.
You said before Christmas you got the boys in for one practice, obviously around Christmas, because there's a level of importance in making sure that the boys are home and, you know, spending time with family and enjoying Christmas and that. But once you get closer to New Year's, how much has have the practices kind of ramped up getting ready for this stretch?
Oh, we've done our best to try and get in here multiple times, almost every day if we can. Of course, you know, I did give them a day off or so for New Year's, but you know, we got to get back into that groove of this is a daily activity, and you need to stay after it daily, and so that we can be our best prepared for each game that comes along.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the game tonight. Obviously, you know, Gilman City, Tri-County, they're longtime rivals, so it's always fun when they play one another. And just from what I've seen from them and what I've seen from you guys, Coach, I think the matchup is good. I could see this game over at Jamesport tonight going to either side very easily. It might come down to who gets more stops on the defensive end, correct?
Right. I think each team likes to play a similar style of ball. We both like to try and get up and down the floor if we can and have multiple offensive situations, and we try and look to attack the basket. And so, like you said, if a team is well prepared and they can get some defensive stops, I think that will really put them into a good situation and allow them to maybe get a lead. And I don't know if either team would be able to maybe pull away unless, you know, somebody gets in foul trouble or some situation like that. But it'll be fun for the fans to watch.
You're 0-3, and obviously we're going back over a month and looking at your first three games of the season. You lost to a really good Princeton team that right now is still unbeaten. They're ranked number 2 in the state in Class 2, so no shame in that. You scored the ball so well against Maysville and Trenton, Coach. You just couldn't slow them down enough. So the boys know that they got to bring things up defensively if they're going to start to win games. That being said, how encouraged are they by the fact that it looks like, at least in the last two games from over a month ago, that they have the ability to score the ball a lot more consistently this year?
Yeah, I think that's a real positive for us. I know the boys are excited about it. You know, that's something we wanted to get a lot better about, is being able to put points on the board. And we have done that really well, especially in those two games after Princeton. But as you said, we've got to learn to be able to focus a little bit on defense. I think early on in the season there, we were struggling with maybe some impulsive play on defense, getting in a little bit of foul troubles at times, and then maybe we were playing at just too much of a high pace that we weren't focusing in on who's doing the scoring for the other team and try and slow them down. So we'll see if we can maybe remedy some of those issues and have a little bit of better defense as the games progress here.
Aside from the fact that it's a long-time rivalry, as I mentioned, tonight is the conference opener. So yeah, that to me is as big as anything that, Winston has, as they usually do, they've established themselves with a couple of conference wins as the team to beat in the HDC. But if you get a win on the road tonight, that's really positive for Gilman City moving forward, going into that Winston game here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. You know, that's been part of our talk at practice, is we get to start our conference schedule now against an opponent that we've had a lot of close games with, and it's a close town rivalry, and so there could be a lot of emotion to play into this, and I know everybody's excited about trying to get into an opponent's house and get our first victory, so we should have every ounce of want to start this game, and hopefully we can get it started in the right direction.
How confident are you in I know that it has to be a challenge that you kind of short circuit the season and everything shuts down, and then you try to get the boys back in and you're working on things, but you're also running because you're trying to get the boys back into shape. You got three games over the next four nights, as I mentioned. We'll get to these two home games here in a little bit, but at this point, Coach, how confident are you in the conditioning that the boys have at this point?
You know, I'm fairly pleased with what I've seen in the last two or three practices we've had. The boys have been able to, get up and down the floor. We've been able to scrimmage and get after each other, and that's been encouraging because, as you said, when you take several weeks off, you feel like you might have to start from square one again. And so I was pleased with how we got after each other, made each other work. I was pleased that at the level of our execution at times and what we're trying to do defensively and offensively. And so I think, being off for almost, it feels like a month, yet I think the boys have done a good job of staying ready, and I think it'll be a very interesting game tonight.
What happens with the schedule, too, is you're off for a month, so a lot of stuff gets pushed into January. And if you go to Mission, you go look at the Gilman City schedule, it is a busy one. You got North Nottoway coming to your place for the home opener on Thursday night, Coach. What do you know about North Nottoway this year?
Well, that's a good question. It's an opponent we've never seen before, so we're going to have to do a little research and get to know what their plan is and what their tendencies are. But for right now, our focus is on Tri-County. We want to start our conference schedule off in the right direction, so that's where our focus is right now.
Well, I'll give you a little scouting report. They're 1-5. Their victories against DeKalb back in the Platte County Invitational. They haven't scored the ball real well, but they don't get blown out either. They have a lot of losses in that 4-8 point category, so competitive 1-5. As far as Friday goes, I look at this and say, okay, where is Gilman City against a school that, they have a good team and they're a similar-sized school, and they're not a conference opponent, but I think it's a good litmus test to say, where are the Hawks? You got the Green City Gophers at your place on Friday, Coach. I look at that as a great opportunity for you and the boys.
Absolutely. They're a very well-coached team, and they've got a lot of nice young athletes. I remember going over there last year, and we were able to play with them for a while, and I thought, they play a very intense style of basketball. They're very aggressive defensively, and so, there's some opportunities there for us. If we're able to take good care of the ball and we play aggressive ourselves, there might be a lot of trips to the free throw line, and that's a plus for us. And so it'll be fun and interesting to see how that'll go. But we've got a couple games to get under our belt before then. So, they're a great opponent, and I think it'll be a fun game for us to play in.
Well, we're happy to get back into the swing of things. From a standpoint of just expecting on Tuesday, you got Tri-County and Gilman City. Happy that you guys are going to get back on the court tonight, Coach. Good luck over at Jamesport. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Tom.